Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen message, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, the Ilui Nishmas Elio Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe and Rafua Shlemo, Le Yosef Chaim ben Miriam and Gitel Bas Etel. There's a song that seems very popular recently that's been going around. Many of the well-known singers have been singing it. And I think the words are very powerful in and of themselves. And when they come with an appropriate tune to them, music, nihun, it can certainly, I think, serve as an opportunity to internalize the message. We know that music penetrates the subconscious. I discovered this many, many years ago in driving and listening to some music, and then turning off the car, going to a meeting, coming back hours later, and as I'm coming to the car and putting in the key, find myself humming a tune, the tune just at the place or I left it a few hours before, and that's by the association. It comes up, but it's buried in the subconscious. So if we wish to get a message, not only to the conscious thinking, but to the subconscious mind, which is the seat of the deepest influence upon us, music is certainly one of the ways. I think these words, well understood and internalized through the repetition with the music, can have a very lasting and powerful benefit for all of us. And it goes, Rabbeinu Elomim, we're speaking directly to Hashem, Master of the Worlds. Yodati ki hineni biyod cholavad. I know that I am only in your hands. Only. That's all. Ki choymer biyad hayotzer. As a substance, as clay, in the hands of an artisan, a potter, one who makes pottery. That's it. You form me, you shape me, you control me. That's my whole existence is in your hands. Ve'im gam es ametz be'etzos v'tachbulos. And even if I will put in all types of fervent efforts with etzos, different advice and tachbulos and different approaches and different means of trying to achieve my goals. Not only I will try all the eitzes v'tachbulos. V'kol yoshvei tevel yamdu liyemini lehoshieni v'lismoch nafshi. And all of the universe, all the people that live in this world will stand to my right to save me and to support me. Mi balodai usch, mi balodei uscho ve'ezroscho, without your strength and your help, ein ezra v'ishua. There is no help. There is no salvation. There is no resolution to my problems. Very interesting formation of a concept that person has to realize that I'm completely in the hands of Hashem. And no matter what I do, I can work hard, I can get the best aces, I can try the best approaches, and I can have the greatest help in the world, Kol Yoshvei Tevel. All the inhabitants of this earth will stand liyemini to save me and to support me. Without the strength that emanates from you and the help that comes from you, there is no help and there is no Yeshua. And it seems that that total state of complete and total reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the fullest knowledge that He shapes me, He controls my life, and there is nothing that I can do and by myself, and with all of the help that I could muster in this world to save me, if not for His strength, if not for His help, there is no help. And there is no Yeshua. I think repeating this and focusing on this and recognizing this message and internalizing it with the music, the appropriate music, which I'm not capable of singing at this point, or maybe maybe any point, I think that's something that's very, very worthwhile in terms of internalizing this message. And this message is really the source of strength. Excuse me. We find from David HaMelech in Tehillim, in Kuf Mem Beis, Maskila David, where he says similar words, Habet Yominu Rei Ve'ein Li Makir. He says, I look to the right. There's nobody who even recognizes me. Ovad Monais Mimeni, any place of refuge has been lost to me. Ein Deirish Lenafshi. There's no one even out there who inquires into my welfare. Zo'akti Lecho Hashem. I cried out to you, Hashem. Omarti Atomachsi. You are my place of refuge. And the Radak adds one word. He says, Lefikoch Zo'akti Lecho Hashem. Omarti Atomachsi. Because, only because that I look to the right, nobody recognizes me. I recognize that nobody is even derish lenafshi. Therefore, in my state of total helplessness, in my state totally bereft of any help, excuse me, of any assistance of anyone who even recognizes me, of anyone who even inquires about my well-being, I have none of that. I'm completely alone. I have absolutely no, there is nothing. And then I come to recognize, when I realize that Kol Yoshevei Tevel could stand to my right to save me, and that all the kriches that I could put in will not help me. It's only from you, when I realize that I'm all alone, and that there is no one to help me, and there is no one who can help me, and there's no one even concerned to help me, and there's no strength, and there's no power, there's only Ein Oid Milvadoi. It's at that moment that I'm primed, that I'm prepped, I'm ready, that I'm capable of accessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly and saying, Zo'akti Alecho Hashem, I can now cry out to Hashem because I realize there is no other address. And I could say, Atomachsi, you are the place of my refuge. And I think that sometimes when we find ourselves having difficulty putting the proper amount of bitochon in Hashem, a bitochon that would give us a sense of confidence in the future, a bitochon that would remove any concern or fear of failure, a bitochon that would inspire in us a menuchas ha-nefesh. And when we find ourselves falling short in this, sometimes almost the automatic way to achieve it is to recognize how bereft of any alternatives we are. When we recognize that we're kechoymer b'yada yetzer, when we recognize that there's no etzes v'tachbulois, when we recognize that kol yoshvei tevel could stand here ready to help me and to support me, but without you, nothing can happen. Nothing. Ein Ezra v'Yeshua. That's what helps us to come and recognize and rely that it's the Yeshua Hashem. Yeshua Hashem is terrifying, and we then have the motivation and the strength and the capability to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We live in times where we have to strengthen our bitochon. The illness that surrounds us is enough to give anyone a sense of no one to turn to. There seems to be so much sickness, and there seems to be so little ability in so many situations, despite the fact that there has, Baruch Hashem, been so many advances and so much help in many situations. But ultimately, you know, we sometimes realize that there's nothing that anybody can do. It's only the Rabbeinu Shalom. We live in a world of political, social, moral, financial, security dangers and upheaval. We don't know what's going to be from one day to the next. Strange things are going on, and it sometimes seems so overwhelming. And when we realize that there are no aces, there are no Eitzes. It's all the Yoitzer that takes care of everything. And there's no Eitzes and Tachbulos. All the Kriches in the world can't help us. And it's only the strength of Hashem and His help that can lead us to a Bitochin, which not only can grant us a tremendous measure of Menuchas HaNefesh in a world which seems so confusing and so overwhelming, but it can grant us success, can grant us brocha, it could grant us the fulfillment of Kol Mishalos Libeinu, even in times, and maybe especially in times, which is so dire, and which we're so needy of such great Yeshua Hashem.